What's that old American saying? You're the best around. Nothing's ever going to keep you down. You know, 80s movie references aside, that's true across many different things, including among the people who sell homes.
And the winner is Nancy Grace. Woo! I'm excited because she's excited. And she's sparkly. I love it.
Let's chat with Nancy Grace, the realtor, not the one on TV. Voted the best real estate agent in the 2022 WREL Voters' Choice Awards. From Capital Broadcasting Company in Raleigh, you're listening to Real Estate Rush, North Carolina. Hey, thanks for joining me here on another episode of Real Estate Rush, North Carolina. I am your host, Chris Lovingood, with a very special guest today. We have the best real estate agent voted by the WREL's Voters' Choice Awards, Miss Nancy Grace, joining me on the show today. I got to meet you at the Voters' Choice Awards night, and I said, you know what? I'm going to get her on the podcast. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Chris. I'm so excited to be here.
Talk to me about the importance of having that accolade, because that's not just, that's nothing to scoff at. That's a big accolade to hold for a place here in the Triangle.
Absolutely. I was very humbled to have been even nominated, and it was just so exciting to win that night in front of all, you know, other peers and other great small businesses in the area too.
So with something like that, how do you build your success? Because there's a lot of people, I'm sure, who may be listening to this, who may, you know, maybe I kind of would be a real estate agent. People have had success. How do you begin to craft that success to where you are right now?
Well, first of all, I've been a realtor for almost 16 years. My job is nothing like HGTV, although people like to assume it is. There's great real estate courses in the area. I'm affiliated with Keller Williams, which is a great firm to give you the education that you need, the tools that you need to be successful. They really help you think of your business as a business. And that is where my mindset is. And that's how I've grown, I think, and done so well over the last 16 years.
Talk to me about the importance of networking. My realtor that we went through, you know, she throws a Christmas party every year. Mm-hmm. She still checks on me. I've already closed on our house. We lived in our house for a whole year and she still checks on me, make sure everything's good. Talk about the importance of building that camaraderie and just keeping that going relationship even after closing.
Yes. So one of my goals, obviously, is to be your realtor for life. And what that means is checking in with my clients on big life events. Let's say they have a baby or they adopt a pet. I love to send them a little note and just check on them. The other thing is, real estate is not just a numbers business. This is a relationship business. And I end up being really good friends, typically with a lot of my clients. A lot of people will move here from out of state, and I'm a lot of the times the only person they know to start off with. So it's really important for me to stay in touch with them, be available to them, like you said, even after closing, and just celebrate those milestones and just stay in touch, because I want to be the realtor that they recommend to their neighbors and their coworkers, et cetera.
So you've been a real estate agent for 16 years, you said. Was it specifically here in the market that we're currently in, right?
So I got my license back in 07, and the market was awful. 07, 08 was when the mortgage.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Housing crisis.
Yes, but I'm still here, and that's the takeaway. I've already worked in a really difficult market. I've saw the good and the bad, and I learned so much, and I think I'm a better agent today because of that experience.
And obviously you, especially during that time period, back in 2007, 8, that period, if you've managed to go through that and you're still here, you clearly have what it takes. Talk to me a little bit about the change that you've seen in that time, because as you know, 2020, 2021, this, and the market is still hot, but I mean, it was just on fire during those years.
It was. And we all knew that wasn't going to last. You know, the interest rates were super low, but we knew that wasn't going to last forever. So it was crazy. We had multiple offers. We had, you know, due diligence amounts of $50,000, $75,000, $100,000. That is gone now. As we're heading into the spring market, we are starting to see the market pick up again. Our spring market in the Raleigh area starts early February, March, and then we, you know, go all in. And we are starting to just see the uptick and see multiple offers, offer deadlines from sellers, which indicates that they've got at least one offer that they're happy with. So we are starting to see that momentum build again as we head into the spring market.
So, and I did notice for a little bit, I would normally do a segment in the show called the open house segment, which if you have been listening to this and you've noticed, I haven't had that many. There weren't a whole lot of open houses that I could go to within a reasonable drive. So I said, okay, we're going to have to skip the open houses for a little bit while they where they come back again. I've started to see those signs pop up again. Hey, open house on this street. So for 2023, in terms of outlook, what are you predicting is going to happen with this market? I don't have a crystal ball, but what do you think is going to happen?
I think I say I don't have a crystal ball about every day, Chris, because people want to know those answers. I do think that we live in a great area. Home prices are always appreciating. We've got interest rates. Again, the twos and threes are gone. They're just done. But we've got fours, fives, and we possibly will see them around 4%, I think, again soon. If not, we've got lenders that are being really creative with buying down points, possibly offering a refinance in 6 months to a year. So there are other options, and lenders are doing a really good job in this market presenting those options to buyers.
How aggressive would you say you are in terms of trying to find someone a home who maybe, you know, for example, we were looking for a house because I had been renting. I was paying $1,500 a month. Ugh, might as well buy a house with that, which is exactly what we did. How aggressive would you say that you are whenever someone says, hey, I'm renting and I really want to get a house right now to help find them and get them a home in which they can invest in their own equity?
Yes, I love that. Home ownership is the best way to build wealth. It gives you confidence that, you know, you're a homeowner, you're not going to get kicked out, no landlord is going to kick you out, or if you want to build a fence or add a screen porch, you can do that when you own your own home. Like I said, it's also a great path to wealth building. I try my best to get buyers into homes. The market, you just have to know the market. You have to be very realistic with where you want to be as far as location. Some people think that, you know, you can still buy a house, a single family home for a couple hundred thousand dollars in the Raleigh area. And that might be a townhome price now. So you just have to, we just have to evaluate what options are out there for our buyers. But I love getting my buyers into homes. It's one of the best feelings you can have, walking away and giving the buyer those keys.
You know, I find that we had to make some sacrifices. You know, like we wanted a garage and we wanted a nice outdoor space because I like to garden and get into it. But we ended up settling on a condo that didn't really have as much outdoor space, that had no garage. But what would you say to some people who they want to get in and they are really just firmly don't want to make any sort of concessions? They want to get exactly what they want.
That's a little tricky because there is going to need to be some concessions. Let me ask you, are you in the location that you wanted to be in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we all have to go back to location, location, location. You can't change the location ever. So that seems to be the driving factor for most people. Either it's location because of a commute to work, a location for schools, whatever it may be, a community that you really want to be in, et cetera. You might need to make some concessions like that, like you did. Maybe you can't get a garage, or maybe you can't get a single family home right now. But again, if you get into that entry level, we'll say home, it can give you equity. You can borrow from that home. It just kind of sends you on your way to home ownership.
So starting point.
Exactly. And maybe you hold on to that beginner home or your condo, like you mentioned, when you buy your next home, and that becomes a rental property. And that becomes a rental property. Right. So another source of income for you, which is great. So again, you just keep building it from there.
That's our plan. You know, we still own a home up in Pittsburgh, and you know, the goal was, all right, we're going to be in this house. It's our first house together as a couple. We're about to get married soon, and I was like, all right, once we have that all established and we figure out maybe down the line 5 years, all right, do we want to go somewhere else or do we want to just tough it out here? Because we want to have, like, you know, a little clone one day, you know, running around the house. So something to think about too.
Yep, exactly.
Now I do notice that you have some information with you here regarding mortgage rates and some of the numbers going down, and we're going to dive into that a little bit more. But first, a quick break. Hey, thanks for sticking with us here on the Real Estate Rush North Carolina podcast. We're joining my conversation again with realtor Nancy Grace. She is breaking down. Actually, hold on. I got to make sure I give you your whole accolade. Voted best real estate agent in the Triangle.
Yay.
Nancy Grace.
Thank you.
You brought this sheet with mortgage rates, which I think is very important, especially for people who are like, do I really want to buy a house? Mortgage rates are high. Well, talk to me a little bit about some of the data you have with you.
Right. So again, I'm not a mortgage expert. I leave that to my preferred lenders, but I do have some numbers here in front of me. Everyone is a little bit nervous about the rates. Again, coming off rates of twos and threes, those are gone, but we are seeing rates still in the fives and sixes. Now, what I would recommend is talk to a good lender who's going to get that pre-approval process going for you. Credit scores do matter. If you need to maybe clean up your credit a little bit, there's time for that. And most good lenders can get you on a path to get that done. But yeah, we're seeing rates still of, you know, six, maybe in the fives, maybe 5.5. In some cases, a 30-year fixed may be better than a 15-year fixed right now. Again, lenders are thinking outside the box. They are offering refis in 6 months or a year, like I mentioned before. And again, we're just going to watch these rates. But regardless, the phrase is marry the house, date the rate. And like Chris said, he found a location that he wanted and fell in love with that location. The rate that you close on the day of closing is not going to be the rate that you're going to have for the next 30 years. You're going to refinance. At that time, maybe a 15-year mortgage would make sense, would have a lower rate.
And it's something you've already kind of said it, you know, you said you would talk about your preferred lenders. This is why it's a good conversation to have. Not, you know, if you have a partner, speak with your partner about what you both want to do, but mm-hmm. also talking with the loan officer, talking with someone who's good with finance and going, hey, what makes sense for us? Because, you know, for a while I thought, oh, well, maybe we'll do a 30-year, you know, rate and that way we can, you know, not pay as much and have a little more money in our pocket. But Christy, my fiance, she said, well, I think we should do a 15. She's good with numbers. She said that way, yeah, we're paying more on the front end, but on the back end, like you're not paying as much, you know, to them in terms of an interest. And I said, okay, well, I thought about that. And, you know, we're in a dual income household home, so we can definitely just keep putting extra at it every month and hopefully, you know, knock out the PMI at some point and then do better financially overall.
Exactly. Or get a 30-year. If you're not financially able to go ahead and commit to a 15-year right now, get a 30-year rate and then just make one extra payment a month. You could knock that 30-year mortgage down to a 20-year mortgage quickly. So there's different ways. And also, finances are a little bit scary to some people. But the sooner you face, you know, your debt-to-income ratio, what you qualify for, and get that number, you're going to feel so much better and so much more in control. And then if that's where I jump in. I don't want to show my buyers homes that they can't afford. I want to make sure that we're in that range that they feel comfortable with. We are seeing about a 25% increase in mortgage applications. So that means buyers are getting ready. Okay, buyers are getting ready for the spring market. And again, that's the best thing they can do is start, you know, talking to a lender and getting those ducks in a row.
You know, I find that making a budget helps too. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we did over Christmas break is we sat down and we made an actual budget. You know, this is where we wanted to track where every single one of our dollars is going mm-hmm. so that at the end of the month, we'd have a number and we'd go, okay, do we want to use that money to attack the mortgage a little more aggressively or do we want to put it towards maybe stocks or some other sort of investment? What would you say about that? You know, again, I know you do with real estate, but just in terms of making sure people have their ducks in a row, what would you tell them?
That's a great thing to do. Again, just facing the reality of where you're spending your money on is really eye-opening. And if you really are trying to save for a house or save for a down payment, I would absolutely look at the dollars and look at your receipts and see where you're spending the most money. What can you cut back on? Do you need that Starbucks 5 days a week? Maybe not, but it all adds up. We are seeing an increase in just overall buyer interest. We're seeing open houses come back again, like you had mentioned. We're seeing lots of traffic at those open houses. We're seeing some multiple offers on homes that are priced really well. So we are starting to really, you know, like I said, head into the spring market. And the sooner you get your ducks in a row from a financial standpoint, the better off you're going to be. And then we can hit the ground running.
So there's hope for you if you're out there listening right now and you definitely want to find a house on the buyer ends of it. I do want to talk about from the real estate end of things one more time before we go, just because you've had so much success, clearly being voted, you know, the best of here in the triangle. For, again, somebody who may be starting off, who thinks, like, I'm not sure if real estate, you know, is for me. What are the biggest qualities you think that someone needs to have in order to make it in this market and to thrive?
I would say be a people person. Again, I feel like I'm in the relationship business. I'm not going to mesh with everybody. I think there's only been a couple over the years that we decided to just part ways. But typically, I become really good friends with my clients. You need to have an understanding of, you know, that it's not about me. It's about my clients. Once you put your clients first, I think that everything just comes naturally after that.
I would wager there's a bit of like don't give upness to it too, because I imagine you get a lot of like someone's interested and then maybe just they pull out and you get a bunch of no's and then you get that one yes and it's like, you know what, this was worth it.
That was totally, that happens a lot, yes. Just hang in there. Again, work with someone that you feel comfortable with. Trust them. You need to trust the person because it's not a short relationship. Like I said, not only do I become friends afterwards, but that's a 30 or 60 day, maybe longer relationship. And you need to really trust the person that you're working with and I just really value that from my own clientele.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not sure if you knew these people or not, but when we were at the WREL Voters' Choice Awards, I said, Nancy Grace. And I said, wait, the woman on TV? And I said, no, the realtor. Trust me, you can't forget her. She looks like a cartoon. She even has it on her card. And then when you walked in, they go, look, that's her. And I don't know if these people knew you or not, but you clearly had this lasting impression on them because they pointed you out. And then you even had your little card. Oh, hi. And then you gave me your card and you're all bubbly and stuff like that. So people know you. And like you said, the people part of it, I know you've kind of talked about a little bit, but I guess I want to emphasize it because that's how I knew you, was through word of mouth, someone looking for you to help me, put me in touch with you.
That's excellent. Yes, I really do love what I do. And I think that's another thing, is you need to love your job and love what you do. I get such satisfaction from this, and I am very humbled at with my success. And yeah, I hope to keep doing this for a really long time.
Nancy Grace, voted Best Real Estate Agent in the Triangle by the WREL Voters' Choice Awards. Thank you so, so much for joining me here today. I hope somebody learned a little bit more from you and got to know you a little bit better, as I hope to keep doing that, because this isn't going to be the only time I have you on the podcast. I'm sure I'm going to pull you for another episode to get your expertise.
That's great. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
For news here in the Triangle, check out WREL Daily Download. It's our daily news podcast that's a deep dive conversation on a single news story. It's hosted by WREL news reporters, and you'll even hear me on the podcast from time to time. That's WREL Daily Download. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts.